What's happening, my beautiful people? You're now tuned in to the Big and Bright podcast.
That's right. It's your boy Big.
And it's your boy Bright. Just getting back with my folks after a while. You know what I'm saying? People, you got to understand that we do got jobs. So, you know, it kept us away for a little bit. And, you know, we had some new big news coming forward, man. Big, you care to share with them?
Nah, I'm just playing. yeah, I'm moving to Arizona. Yeah, moving to Arizona 3 days from today, actually. So
word.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up, man.
Yep.
That's what's up. So, you know, Big is gonna be moving to Arizona. He'll be
got some business out there.
All out west, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, in the valley. Checking out the Suns and Cardinals.
Suns and Cardinals.
And all that.
You want to watch the Arizona Cardinals? So you're going to become a Cardinals fan now. That's what you're telling me? You're
gonna Cardinals is the best team in the league.
You're going to leave your Lions behind?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
I
deserve better. I'll tell you that.
Oh, you feel you deserve better, huh?
I deserve better.
Get a load of this guy, Lions fans. This is what y'all got, you know, coming to y'all. Damn shame. Anyhow, moving on. So with Big moving out to Arizona, you know, I know all of our listeners are probably still wondering what's going on with the Big and Bright show. If one is going to be in Michigan, another one's going to be in Arizona. Just pretty much moving forward, it'll still be the Big and Bright show as it stands now. You know, Big will not be a regular part of this show because he got other things going on out west. However, you know, he'll continue on as, you know, special guest or whatnot, you know, make his appearances here and there, but mainly to just be me, Bright, carrying on the legacy and of our good buddy Marco doing what I can do, you know what I'm saying, weekly. But We definitely have live streams coming, not only live streams, but also, you know, just getting more interactive on the handles that we have, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, whatnot, you know, manage those and get them out there. But, you know, the big one, he'll come along, but we'll have special guests, you know, as we continue to always do, you know, cats filling in and holding it down. But this is a big step for everybody, you know what I'm saying, moving forward. And whatnot, but y'all don't care about all that personal shit. Let's get into the sports, man.
Hey,
Detroit Lions got their first win yesterday. First win on the season. How you feel about that, man? Seriously. I mean, I know it probably brought a tear to your eye.
No.
Because them sorry bastards. Let me tell you about these sorry motherfuckers, the Detroit Lions. Let me tell you about these sorry bastards, right? They cost me $8,000.
What?
Legit. $8,000. Legit.
Damn!
Yeah, no bullshit. I put a $25 wager down on a 8-game parlay. $25, right? All I needed was the Detroit Lions to fucking lose like they normally do.
Oh, my God.
And I would have won $8,800.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
You really bet. You should really be mad at the Vikings, not the Lions.
I'm mad at everybody.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that, bro.
Yeah, that was...
If you would have... I knew the Lions was going to win Sunday. I knew they was going to win Sunday. That's why I don't care. They should have won weeks ago. They should have won. They should have beat the Ravens at home when they let Justin Tucker kick that 66-yard, record-winning 66-yard field goal. And then they turned around 2 weeks later and lost to the Vikings in the same fashion. They should have won both of those games.
Well,
so I was pissed because we blew a 20-6 lead.
I mean, goddamn! At that point, you were 0-10-1. So why are you mad that you blew any lead?
And we tied the Steelers game. That pissed me off too.
Should have won that one.
That's three wins right there. Like, they literally gave us the game. The Steelers, I've never seen a team not want to win as bad. Well, the Lions and Steelers, neither one of them wanted to win that game because the Lions was running the ball every third down, 3rd and 12. Run up the middle. 4th down, punt it. Anyway, who cares about the Lions? I don't want to talk about them chumps today. I want to talk about how you said Carson Wentz was a bum, and I'm looking at his stats. Carson Wentz is having an amazing season. 22 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. He's 10th in passing yards.
What's his yards?
He's 52 yards of 3,000. So he's 2,948 passing yards.
That's still less than.
He missed a game.
That's only 200 yards a game. You do know that, right?
That's 226.8 yards.
Is that eye popping to you?
He got 22 touchdowns and 5 picks.
Okay, but what about
their mistakes?
Whoa. Their running game and probably their running back, it will probably be one of the finalists for the MVP award this season. That's why they have such a good record.
I just don't like how you downplay
because he ain't doing shit.
22 touchdowns and 5 picks?
That's not doing shit, bro. That's nothing to write home about.
Let me see who got the most touchdown passes in the NFL.
Tom Brady. I can tell you that now.
All right. Tom Brady does have 34 touchdowns and 10 picks. Okay. Matthew Stafford has 30.
I just told you who had the most. Tom Brady.
Right. But Carson Wentz is... Oh, Kirk Cousins got 25 touchdowns and 3 picks. He's having a really good season, too. And he's actually averaging 279 passing yards a game. Man, this one... Some guys having some good
Get distracted. Stay on point.
Yeah.
We're talking who has the most touchdown passes of the season. Tom Brady has 34. Is Carson Wentz anywhere remotely close to that? He's not.
Carson Wentz is he's number 10 in passing yards, and he's also number 10 in touchdown passes. So out of 32 quarterbacks, that's pretty good.
Well, fuck. I mean, that's not okay. That's what we call, I wouldn't say mediocre. I would say it's standard, right?
If he's at 22 and 5, he's gonna throw 30 over 30.
We say that standard, right? Because again, out of all 32,
would you call that standard?
Because out of all 32 teams in the NFL, how many of them are good? We will roughly say little less than half, right? 12. Because it's bad quarterback play in the NFL.
12.
So that will put Carson Wentz towards the bottom.
The bottom of the 12.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a way to look at it, but. I'm sorry, man.
You're talking about a premier, supposed to be quote unquote franchise quarterback that's putting up the same numbers as a rookie quarterback.
Well,
and he's putting up the same numbers as a rookie quarterback and Mac Jones out there in New England.
No, Mac Jones has 16 touchdowns and 8 picks. He has 22 and 5. It's not the same,
bro. It's a difference of 4 fucking touchdowns.
So you mean to tell me you would give that a close edge, but if I say somebody averaged 16.7 points a game, or if somebody averaged 16.9 and I say they averaged 17, you'll say they averaged 16.
But it's not 17.
So how can you say because the difference of 4? We're talking about 4.
Again, it's very what I'm saying is it's the similarities between a quote-unquote supposed to be all-pro quarterback
and
a rookie quarterback.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are Bright's rules.
No, they ain't Bright's rules. It's what the fuck it is. You can't make 16, 17 without that extra tenth of a point. Yes or no?
You can make, if somebody's averaging something 0.9, you can round it out to the next highest number. 0.9 compared to 4? We're not talking about 4 points. We're talking about 4. Come on, man. You be disrespectful, bro. And you don't give credit where credit is due.
Where is there to give credit at? The thing is...
Standardized quarterback play. Off of major injuries. He's on a brand new team with a brand new system.
Did he have major injuries last year?
He was hurt last year.
Did he have a major injury last year? No, he didn't. He's coming off of injuries. No, you said major. Those were your words.
Well, it depends. Well, that's subjective. Because if a player's coming off of a strained Achilles or a high ankle sprain, it just depends on that player and his ability to get back healthy and all those things. But you got to give credit where credit is due. He's in a whole, not only is he on a different team in a different system, he's on a whole nother coast. Well, not really.
Ain't no coast in Indiana, bro.
Philadelphia to Indiana. But still, he's in a different state and he's in a different conference.
My dog said a whole different
coast. My bad.
Coast?
Not coast. My bad. Mm. But he's in a different conference. You go from the NFC to the AFC, and some could argue that the AFC South they used to be one of the toughest divisions when the Texans were good, but that's neither here nor there.
Texans aren't good. Titans aren't good.
Titans are
and the Jaguars are atrocious.
The only team that in that division that's garbage is the Jags. But
currently as it stands, Tennessee Titans record is what?
I'll get that for you right now. Tennessee is currently 8-4, number one in the division. That's what I was trying
Tennessee
to tell you.
Tennessee is 8-4.
Bro, what'd that say?
Over the Colts, right?
That's
7-6.
That's what I was trying to tell you when you was like, we was just talking about this in the car, and I was like, bro, and he was like, Derrick Henry went down. What they been doing? I said they won a couple games right after he got hurt.
Actually, no, because they won a tough game. Actually, because when they started out, I think when Derrick Henry went down, didn't they win like five or six games at that point?
No,
because since he's went down, they've had a losing record.
I'm gonna go to their schedule and I can tell you exactly
because Derrick Henry got hurt against wasn't it Buffalo?
Derrick Henry got hurt.
He knew. Yeah, it was. He didn't know he had broken bones in his foot until after the game.
Derrick Henry got hurt. If he got hurt against Buffalo,
then that ain't the case. They play Buffalo like the second or third game of the week.
No, Buffalo was week five.
Mm.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6. Buffalo was week 6, and the Titans won that game.
Of course, because Derrick Henry went nuts.
Okay, so the Titans, the following week, blew the Chiefs out 27-3. And then they won an overtime thriller against the Colts on the road, 34-31. And then they blasted the Rams. So, actually, since Derrick Henry's gone down.
Yeah, he got hurt against the Colts. Foot injury Sunday during a 34-31 win over Indianapolis on November 8th.
Oh, you
8th.
Said the Bills. Okay.
November 8th.
Now, that's different.
So, that's when he got hurt, November 8th. Okay. What has been their record since then?
Since then, they beat the Rams on the road.
Okay, that's one win.
Beat the Saints at home, 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Texans, so 2-1.
Mm-hmm. That was recently.
Yeah, that was November 21st.
Right.
Got blew out by the Patriots, 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 2-2 since Derrick Henry went down. But they started out 2-0.
Who did they play yesterday?
They must have had a bye. Yeah, they had a bye because their last game was against the Patriots, 11-28.
All right.
So they're 2-2. But like I said,
500 ball.
Right, but they won the first two right after Derrick Henry went down.
Against bad teams.
The Saints and the Rams.
Yeah. The Rams aren't bad, but right, exactly. The Saints are.
The Saints are what? I mean, they got to be at least, what, 6-5? You don't think that's bad, do you?
I don't think they're 6-5.
I don't think 500 ball clubs are – well, they're 5-4.
Yeah.
They had a bye week, too. They're 5-4. That's not a bad team.
Mm. They're fourth in the NFC South.
No, I'm sorry. That's not their record.
Yeah, it's not.
Stop
spewing the wrong shit now. Come on.
The Saints are 5-7 now. They lost three straight. Yeah. And that's probably when Jameis went down.
Jameis went down 2 weeks prior.
So they on a yeah, they were 5-4, but yeah, so they are a bad team.
Okay.
All right.
It's all good, you know.
We got that nipped in the butt, but my thing is this real quick and then we can get into whatever you want to get into. My thing is this, like to dismiss what a quarterback is doing because you say he's a game manager. That's disrespectful, bro.
Okay.
A quarterback is the
Mac Jones,
toughest position
Mac Jones
in all of sports.
Mac Jones is a game manager. And the clearest
but
evidence.
But don't say it like that, though. They're 9-4.
It's not because of him. The clearest evidence of him being a game manager was proven yesterday when they beat Buffalo when they only allowed him to throw the ball 3 times.
I still haven't.
He was 1-for-3 for 11 yards.
I don't see that.
You want to put money on it?
No, I ain't putting no money on it.
Oh, okay. All right. He was 1-for-3. He only threw the ball 3 times, I think for 13 yards.
No, that's not possible.
Yeah, you want to bet? 1-for-3. Let that sink in. And you say a quarterback is not a game manager. 1-for-3.
I didn't say he wasn't a game manager. I just said it's the toughest position. I'm not just going to discount anything because a quarterback is a tough. He's a rookie. And this dude got them 9-4. And you're going to say it like, it ain't because of him. What?
He's 1-for-3.
I'm looking.
1-for-3. Finish the game. 1-for-3. 1-for-3.
2-for-3. And that is ridiculous.
He only threw the ball 3 times.
So he handed it off.
2-of-3 for 19 yards. 5 carries for a -3 yards. 2-of-3
hey,
for 19
insane.
Yards.
That's insane.
That's not a game manager, folks.
But that's only. But it's because of the weather, though.
bro.
And Belichick is a genius. Belichick knew what to
you
do.
You say it was because of the weather, but Allen finished the day with 15 of 30 passes for 145 yards and one touchdown.
Okay, you said 30 attempts for 145 yards.
Don't matter.
And they took an L, right?
He went 2 of 3 for 19
no,
yards.
No, trust me, that's absurd. I'm not.
So what they just showed the world is we're crazy. Not winning because of him.
No, we're winning. The only game like
we're
that,
solely though. Winning because of our run game and our defense. And that's what we trust. And that's what it is.
Hey, that's insane, though. Like, I've never seen a stat like that in my life.
That's life, man.
I've literally never seen a stat like that in my entire existence. But guess what else that tells me? They played clean football. Guess how many times he got sacked? Josh Allen got sacked twice for 14 yards. All right, well. You need to put some respect on Mac Jones, and you need to put some respect on Carson Wentz, because Carson Wentz, he's having a good season, and he got the Colts up there playing some good ball. Man.
Ain't shit happening with them, man. Neither one of them. So
the Colts are 7-5, 7-6.
Who's your most surprising team of this season?
My most surprising team of this season, it was the Bengals. And I got some words for them later on, but I would have to go.
Who you got?
Probably Seattle.
Of how bad they're doing?
Yeah.
I kind of figured that was going to be on the cusp, just given
because
the fact
Stafford
that
got over there.
He didn't, no. Just given the fact that Seattle, in the situation with Russell Wilson. He was on his way out, you know, and Russ is still on the he'll be on his way out at season's end. So it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, there really aren't any surprises right now. As it sits, everything looks about what it's supposed to look like. New England and Buffalo battling for the AFC East, but it looked like New England might take it.
Okay.
I don't know. Baltimore is at the top. Cincinnati's up there. But Cincinnati should have won that game Sunday.
We ain't going over evaluations and shit. We just asked who was your most
how about you?
Surprising team
who's your
or
most
disappointing
team?
My most surprising team this season
evaluations.
Has to be the Arizona Cardinals.
10-2?
I would have never expected.
And Kyler missed some games too.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid games. Team, man. So I got to get a shout out to Cliff Kingsbury out there, man. He doing this damn thing.
They 7-0 on the road.
Yeah, you know,
that's crazy.
They definitely doing their thing over there. That was my most surprising, my most disappointing out of all the teams. The most disappointing to me, I think, would have to be San Francisco.
Okay,
what has happened to them, man? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like, damn, the fall from grace after that Super Bowl L, man. It was like, damn.
Yeah, I'm happy for Dallas. Dallas looks good. And they're 8-4, even though they lost some really close games that they should have won. Still 8-4. They're going to run away with that division.
They done already ran away with it. Hell, it's over.
Not really.
But they more than likely.
Washington is right there.
More than likely,
two games back.
It's a possibility that the NFC East could be sending three teams to the playoffs. Let that sink in. After look at Philly's record, Philly could
Philly
get that
6-7.
They could get that seventh spot.
It is one more seed, ain't it?
Yeah, they can get that seventh spot. So it's a real reality that's going on in the NFL, where the NFC East, which is by far over the last 10 years the worst division. The worst division in the NFL.
I see the NFC West sending three before I see the East.
Given
because
the fact that
San Francisco is 6-6, the Rams are 8-4, Arizona's 10-2. At least San Fran is 500 right now. I mean, but Carolina and Atlanta and New Orleans, they're all 5-7. So who's to say one of them won't just get hot?
NFC's been
brutal this year.
They've been wildly disappointing this season.
Minnesota's 5-7. Minnesota's the second best team in our
Speaking
division.
Of that you just mentioned Minnesota, their head coach was informed that he'll be let go. he would have been let go after this. He would have been let go after Sunday, but it's a short week and they play on Thursday night.
Zimmer?
After Thursday night, he will be let go.
Why? Zimmer's the best thing that ever happened to Minnesota.
They're bad. They're bad.
I mean, they didn't deal with some stuff.
They're bad.
Dalvin Cook been banged up all year.
They're bad.
They're not. Man, we'll take them. I wish the Lions could get somebody like Zimmer.
You'll take a stray fucking dog at this point.
You're not lying.
Jesus Christ.
You're not lying at all.
Jesus Christ.
Because I can't stand Dan Campbell. He is.
The booty. Oh.
Bro, Dan Campbell is a bro. He's atrocious. 3rd and 12, and you can run.
Hey,
you calling double timeouts, and then this is the thing. This is the theme that's been happening lately. If your back is to the wall, it's 2 minutes left, and your team got timeouts, but the other team is in the red zone. You burning timeouts instead of letting them score. Any good coach with strategy would have let the opposing team score so we can get the ball back with as much time as possible and as many timeouts as possible. Dan Campbell, not a chance. You might as well put a red nose, some
size
30 inch sneakers on him and a blue afro, because that's exactly what he is.
Well,
a clown.
That's what you feel?
Yeah, man. Dan Campbell's a clown, bro. He's a clown. Enough of this clown show.
Hey.
The clown show needs to leave Detroit. Tired of it, man.
Needs to leave the clown show, huh?
Houston and Jacksonville, 2-10. They are
the booty. Oh.
2-10, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh my God. What is wrong with the NFL?
It's pretty bad. You know, it's bad. It's bad. You know, it is what it is, though. I mean, it's bad shit. It's bad, bro. It's bad.
Let's talk about some stuff today, man. Let's get into
Speaking of, we did go to the Bears and Lions Thanksgiving Day game. For those who followed along and followed us on Twitter and whatnot. And
Instagram, yeah.
And Instagram. We definitely had a good
and
go
Facebook
at it.
Too.
And Facebook. Fuck, you know, whatever. But, you know, we did have a good go at it. You know, it was all right, man. It was the atmosphere was electric.
Yeah.
The crowd.
Imagine if the Lions would have been winning.
Yeah, well.
Imagine that atmosphere.
You know, the hype part of the moment was, you know, just getting into the stadium, watching everybody get down. You know what I'm saying? Actually, the Lions had scored. They came out ready to ball, man. They scored the touchdown
first.
They
scored before we got in the building.
Yeah, they actually scored the touchdown before we got into the building. That was crazy. And then, you know, it all settled out. But what killed me, though, is while we sat there and we watched the game on Thanksgiving, was the fact that the Lions had so many opportunities to win that game.
Man.
And Dan Campbell... Bro. Would just shoot them in the foot. Not just Dan Campbell, but bad players.
Yep. Penalties.
Penalties. Bad coaching. The back-to-back timeouts.
Like that all year.
The back-to-back timeouts. That took y'all. That killed all y'all momentum.
Not only did it kill our momentum.
Y'all went from our 40-yard line all the way back to your own 20.
Y'all had the ball when we called the double timeouts.
Yeah.
Because that's when we should have just let y'all score.
Yeah. But.
That's two timeouts that we could have saved. Knowing. And y'all didn't even try to score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Y'all was trying to run the clock out and kick the field goal as time expired.
Absolutely.
Dan Campbell. Now you know, you need some clown music over there.
Man.
Every time I say his name, you need to be playing that. Dun, 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 dun. Doink and dink the clown over there with a headset on.
Hey.
Michigan finally won.
Yeah, well,
you finally beat Ohio State.
Michigan whooped Ohio State's ass, and then they beat the they beat Ohio State, but they really whooped Iowa's ass in the Big Ten championship.
No Vaseline.
Damn.
42-3.
No Vaseline.
Damn.
Jesus. But see, this is why I keep telling people, don't be shocked if Michigan wins the national title.
I still don't think they're ready for the SEC, but you know, I think they can make it a game. As far as just outright beating Texas or Georgia?
Texas or Georgia?
Georgia or Alabama, I'm sorry.
Texas or Georgia?
I don't know why I had Texas in my head.
Okay, well, this is where I feel.
Mm-hmm.
that Michigan can go and take care of business, right? Mm-hmm. And this is due to the whole ordeal that, you know, they pretty much, this is what it is, right? How did Georgia get manhandled against Alabama last weekend?
I didn't see the game.
Okay. Well, they got manhandled in the trenches, right?
Mm-hmm.
O-line was too soft. D-line wasn't mean enough, right? And Alabama was able to do what they wanted to do. Now, Alabama's leading receiver couldn't crack the starting roster of receivers at Ohio State. He left Ohio State and came to Alabama.
Ohio State got three dogs.
And he was the fourth.
Yeah, they got some dogs.
He was just behind those three. So he went down to Alabama and became the man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's normally that doesn't happen because Alabama keep a room of receivers.
So do Ohio State.
I mean, no, let me make this real clear for you, okay? Let me make this crystal clear. At one point, Alabama had Jerry Jeudy, Devonta Smith, Henry Ruggs, and Waddle mm-hmm. at the same time.
Yeah, they was all different. Yeah, they was all, some of them were on their way out. Then this was the next crop, and right. Then this was the next crop.
Right, so they keep dogs. And the same with the running back room. They had Alvin Kamara before he transferred to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Derrick Henry, it was like four or five dudes
mm-hmm.
that were like, they're all in the NFL right now. So they, man, Jesus. So I'm not used to hearing a guy has to transfer to Alabama to be the man. But it also goes to show you how dope he actually really is, the fact that he could go to Alabama, which is the premier school in the country, and be the man.
Same with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow transferred from Ohio State, went down
LSU.
The rest is history. You know what I'm saying? So, yep. I mean, a lot of that stuff comes into play.
And I would have to shout those kind of guys out. The fact that you can play in the Big Ten or the SEC, man, that's a statement, bro. Like, you can go to the SEC and perform well.
Man, well, you know,
that's
so
huge.
The point that I'm making mm-hmm. is this, is the fact that, okay, if you're getting Ohio State's cast offs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, right? You're getting Ohio State's cast off at wide receiver, and he's your leading wide receiver. And where he couldn't sniff the roster at Ohio State. Michigan's defense just played probably the three best, probably prolifically the best offense that they're going to face all season, which is Ohio State, and they shut them down.
Yeah.
You want to know why they shut them down? It's because of
Aiden Hutchinson.
Aiden Hutchinson.
And what's his name? And, Dabo or whatever his name?
Jabo.
Yeah.
Those are two All-American defensive ends.
Picks.
Two first-round picks.
Aiden Hutchinson, Lions, if y'all, hey, listen, Lions might want to consider that because ain't no quarterbacks coming out this year. If I was the Lions, I might go after Aiden Hutchinson with that first pick, and they're going to have a Rams pick too. They might want to trade that pick and move up and try to grab a quarterback maybe later or something, unless they want to get a free agent or trade for Deshaun Watson. But Aiden Hutchinson might be a good look for the Lions.
So my thing is this.
Because Trey Flowers is the booty.
Amongst that whole team, out of all those that are in the college football Final Four, right?
Yep.
Amongst all four teams that are there, the only team that stands out to me is Michigan with that offensive and defensive lines, because their offensive and defensive lines are NFL caliber.
You win in the
trenches.
Both
sides of the ball.
You win in the trenches, you got an 80% chance of winning the game.
Absolutely. And then on top of that, they have a serious, serious running back in the name of Haskins.
Yeah, Haskins is a dog.
That he's broke.
I thought Kenneth Walker was on to something. That Haskins kid is all right.
Yeah. And he's broken the school record for rushing touchdowns, and he's a solid big boy. Like, he will hurt you.
He probably literally. come out next year, huh?
I think he's coming out this year because they have Donovan Edwards from West Bloomfield. He's the freshman there.
He's nice too.
Yeah.
Is that number 7?
Yeah. He's there too.
He well, now watch how dangerous he become.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna be a dual threat in the NFL.
He threw a 70 something yard touchdown in the Big Ten Championship, hit the wide receiver. It was a halfback pass, hit the wide receiver right on the money.
Yeah.
Donovan Edwards. Gotta get him on the show.
Donovan Edwards, he reminds me of Tyreek Hill. I could see him being a Tyreek Hill type of player. I mean, just line him up anywhere.
He's a running back.
But you can line him up anywhere. I seen him out the backfield. He reminded me of Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
That's what I get. I get Tyreek Hill vibes out of him.
Okay. Well, you know, out of the four teams, that defensive line of Michigan stands out amongst the rest of the four.
Yeah, because Ohio State, they D-line trash.
And
I ain't used to that.
And, you know, with that being said, if you can control the offense and defensive line in games, you're going to win. That's a fine. You're going to win.
Yep, you're going to win.
You're going to win more so than you lose. And power football that's the name of the game. Power football, in order to will your way and to move another man against his will. That's the game of football.
Yo.
So,
not to change the subject like that, but did you see this? This report about the Pacers?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're open to trading away their pieces because it's not getting them anything.
Caris LeVert, Sabonis, and Miles Turner. Sheesh.
So be it. But
Lakers about to go shopping.
Crazy thing about it is, funny thing I told you before the NBA season even started.
Yeah.
I told you who was going to be on the rise this year, and I told you all roads were going
the Warriors
through Golden State, and you said, no, you don't see it. And I told you.
Shout out to you, man.
And I told you that was going to happen. So for that, you get a box of
the booty.
Oh. I'll gladly eat that box on my way out the door.
But the crazy thing is that I told y'all this was going to happen. And those babies that was playing, they finally grew up. Jordan Poole is flat out balling.
Damn.
I mean, on fire. Him and Steph. Steph about to break Ray Allen's.
Jordan Poole is going crazy.
Yeah, Steph is about to break Ray Allen's three-point field goals made. He's about to break his field goals made all time, probably in the next coming days here. If not today, then it'll definitely be tomorrow. I'm sorry, not tomorrow, but sometime this week. So how you feel about that?
I don't like Steph Curry.
You ain't got to like him to respect what he do.
But no, here, dog. As I'm knocking stuff over in the studio.
You don't have to like him in order to respect what he do.
No, I'm surprised he ain't break the record already. What is the record?
It's a very, very, very.
You said all-time threes made?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised Steph ain't the all-time leader right now.
He will be. But he will be by the end of the week.
That wouldn't surprise me if he was the all-time record.
He only has to make 15 or 16 more threes, and that'll probably be broken by Friday.
Yeah, he'll make that in three games.
That'll probably be broken by Friday. So
yeah, and today's Tuesday, so yeah, he'll break it.
So, you know, NBA news. Also, hearing some floating rumors around there that Kyrie Irving is on the trading block, possibly to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Man, that's hilarious, bro.
How you feel about that? I don't think Kyrie basically is not going to show up anyway. So,
man, I'm over Kyrie, bro. Just like you was over Antonio Brown when he was doing all that stupid, throwing gummy penises and all that. That's about where I'm at with Kyrie. I'm over Kyrie Irving, man. He don't want to play ball, so it don't matter.
Yeah. You know, they.
You know, if you want to be a justice in a justice league, do it. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe he just needed a rest.
I don't know, man. Just maybe he needed some time off. Who the hell knows?
And if that's the case, just say it.
But
I find it funny that Ben Simmons ain't nobody moving on him.
Cause don't nobody want.
That's hilarious. Man. That's hilarious to me.
Don't nobody want that head case, man.
Nope.
So
let's talk about some college movement with the coaches, man.
Oh yeah,
why don't you tell
me
about that story about that coach that was on a recruiting trip?
Okay, so right, Manny Diaz, right?
Yeah,
Diaz, who was the formerly of the University of Miami head football coach, was on a recruiting visit. And they're actually recruiting a young man, and the young man's father told him that he was no longer the University of Miami head coach. How crazy is that? And that they hired Cristobal, the coach from Oregon, to succeed him. How crazy is that?
Man, that's crazy, bro. You find out that you lost your job while you're doing your job out of the state. Yeah. All right, let's get into What do you think about Brian Kelly going to LSU, taking that opening
with that fake ass accent?
Yeah,
my family.
For those of you who don't know what he's talking about, Brian Kelly was introduced to the LSU basketball at the stadium at a basketball game at LSU, and they let him get on the court and say some stuff. You know, they gave him the microphone, and he gets out there with this fake accent, bro. Like, he's from the South, bro, and he's from, like, what, Ohio or some crap?
He's from
the Midwest, for sure.
Actually, he's from the East Coast.
East Coast? Yeah. Oh, even worse.
New Jersey, I think.
He's from the East. I would have gave him the accent if he was from the Midwest, but he's from the East Coast?
Yeah.
That's a whole different accent.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He gets out there with this country bumpkin accent. It's hilarious, bro. It's hilarious.
Me and my family.
But God. Do you think he'll do well there? I think he's a pretty good recruiter, right? Mm. I mean, the fact that he recruits the way he does at Notre Dame without them having any allegiance.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's doing a heck of a job. They always in the college football playoff, or at least in the picture. So for him to be able to do what he's doing for the last, what, decade or so?
Mm.
A little less than a decade, but I don't know.
Massachusetts is where.
Yeah, East Coast.
Yeah, he's from the East Coast. So he's from Massachusetts. I thought it was Jersey, but he's from Massachusetts. My family.
Hilarious.
Me and my family.
So it's been a little bouncing around. You got.
That was a sucker move, though, because he was actually in a recruit's house trying to recruit the young man to Notre Dame, knowing good and fucking well he wasn't going to be there. And the news had already leaked. And the young man's father told him, was like, you're going to LSU. Why are you just getting out, you know?
Yeah.
So, wow.
But I do like the new coach for Notre Dame, though.
Yeah, I do too. But I want, for those who are listening, and our young listeners, you know what I'm saying, them young cats who are, you know, trying to, you know, get scholarships or whatever, attach your love to the school, not the coach. These coaches don't give a damn about you, okay? You are just a pawn in a game that they're trying to play to get the bag.
I can't say they don't give a...
They don't give a damn about these kids, because if they did, they would stay for them, okay? But they are all
they have to make decisions.
They're out for their own personal self-interest, and they're looking for their next big thing.
Everybody has to make their own decisions. It's just like a college kid saying he could, you know, the coach won't think he should stay one more year and develop and all these things. I mean, his family's like, no, let's go. And so everybody's going to do what they think is best for them.
My family.
You have to do what you think is best for you. But I agree with you. Like you said, attach yourself to the colors in the school. You know, if you like the campus, if you like their educational system, whatever, the girls, the parties, whatever you like, attach yourself to that, because the coaches will dip.
In a heartbeat.
The coaches will dip, you know. Shout out to my guy at Michigan State, Tucker, man.
Mel Tucker got that bag, secured the bag, baby.
You got that bag, man. We love you, Mel. I love you.
Fuck Mel Tucker.
And
because he was a terrible defense coordinator for the Chicago Bears, my Lord.
Well, that's why he had to find his niche. His niche is in college.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So, Lovie Smith, I don't think he did too hot. And with the,
some cats are just good Illinois NFL coaches, and some cats are just good college coaches.
That's the way it goes.
Nick Saban, great
that's
college
just
coach.
That's the way it is.
Nick Saban, great college coach.
Things will never be the same. Shout out to Lincoln Riley. He left Oklahoma, old country Oklahoma.
Went down to USC.
To the bright lights of L.A.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, man. That's a good look. That's a good transition. And it'll be good to see USC return to some semblance of prominence out there. It'll be good for them to get back to it. Who's the coach at UCLA?
Brian Kelly. Not Brian Kelly, but
other Kelly,
Chip Kelly.
Kelly. Yeah. Chip Kelly. The other Kelly. Yeah, so a little bouncing around.
Me and my family. That was the worst.
So the Notre Dame job has been filled, USC and LSU.
Marcus Freeman.
Yeah, Marcus Freeman. Did he play? He looked like he used to play.
He used to play for Ohio State.
Okay.
He was there when James Laurinaitis and all them was there.
Nice.
Yeah, he was a linebacker. He used to wear number one. Marcus Freeman.
Okay. Yeah, that's about right, because he's about 35.
36.
So James Laurinaitis is around that age.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that means he would have played with Smith. The quarterback would have been Smith.
Yep. He was there then.
I can't think of his name. Is it Troy Smith?
Troy Smith. Yes, sir. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Good times. Jason Garrett has been fired as OC of the Giants.
Yeah, players. That was a little old news.
Yeah, it's kind of old.
You know,
he couldn't get them going, man.
Old Ginger got his ginger ass up out of there, didn't he?
Yeah, Luke Walton got fired from the
that's wild
Sacramento. But the reason I bring that up is because the Golden State Warriors seem to become the NBA's version of the New England Patriots. Every time they got good assistants, they leave and go. It happened to Luke Walton. It happened to Alvin Gentry going to New Orleans. It's going to happen to Willie Green, too, unfortunately.
Mean Willie Green.
It's going to happen to Willie Green because, I mean, unless he can really coach, you know. Monty Williams turned it around in Phoenix.
So but it took Chris Paul for him to turn that around.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, granted, they did go undefeated. They did go undefeated in the bubble, but it took for Chris Paul in order to make that work.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, it takes the right recipes.
Hey, shout out to Giannis. 27th birthday yesterday. Giannis put in work, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, what's up with Cam Newton, bro? He said, I'm back.
Why the fuck you lying? Yo ass ain't back. Man, go sit your ass down somewhere. You ain't back to doing shit.
I wanted to see every time, Cam do well.
Now you stop. I do too. But Cam got it, man. I don't know what it is with that throwing motion or whatever, but Cam will ball off for one or two games, and then the rest of them, Cam will be out there and it's straight up.
That music is garbage.
Trash. So
yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah, what's up with Adrian Peterson, man? He needs to just go ahead and retire, bro.
Man, let AD eat, man.
Man,
let AD
go eat all he want at home.
Let him eat, man. He doing his thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's still productive though.
Has such a great career, bounce around like lunch meat, bro.
He's still productive though.
Like booty meat.
He's still productive.
Even Shaq. I can't believe Shaq resorted to such a thing. To resort to this. That remind me of the daddy of Coming to America. I can't believe my son would resort to such a thing.
Hey, it is what it is, but you know.
When you a legend and a Hall of Famer, bro, you can't be bouncing around like booty meat. You got to go sit somewhere, man, and live with yourself.
What is you doing on my table, man?
No, I was already holding it. I was just putting.
Yeah, but you fucking up the paint. You about to raise the fuck up out of here in a minute, man. Seriously. What you doing? What you doing?
My bad. All right, yeah, man. So,
hey, the funniest thing that's been happening over the last 2 weeks is the flaming of Kevin Durant with them ashy ass legs and that collection of ass hairs he got on his head. People was just saying that he's an unkept nigga, like just straight up, just unkept. Like he don't groom himself or nothing.
Just roll up out of bed.
Just
boss.
Roll out of bed and just go hoop, man. Like, what is wrong with him, bro? Like, seriously. They had a picture of Kevin Durant, right? They had a picture of some real
feet?
some real bad peeling brown leather sofa that was like all cream under the brown, and then they showed Kevin Durant's leg and it looked exactly the same. Like, it was disgusting how bad that looked.
Yeah, it's bad. It's
like, damn, KD, you out here looking terrible, baby.
I said, he make too much money for that. He could literally pay somebody to
wash his ass. I don't think, damn lotion. I don't think blood wash his ass. You don't get his hair cut.
I mean, you could be clean and ashy.
No, that level of ash is like dirt ash. Straight up. Like dirt ash.
You could definitely be ashy and clean.
Bruh, that level of ash is like dirt ash on them legs, bro. Like, God,
yeah, he had that dinosaur.
Like he had
crackling.
Like he had cancer. Like he had skin. Like he had, like, it looked like cancer on his leg.
It looked like dinosaur skin. Or like a lizard.
Yeah, like dried. Like a lizard that's shedding. They said, well, they do call him Snake. They do call KD Snake.
Terrible.
That was awful. That was awful. Quick boxing news and notes. Of course, you know, we know Bud Crawford, he took care of business against Sean Porter. We had Devin Haney take care of business. And then, of course, one that was the shocker, one that was the ultimate shocker, was Tank Davis almost losing to the Mexican fighter that he fought, which was, you know, pretty much some tough work and tough sledding for the young bull. But, you know, he came out, got the dub. So, you know, but Teofimo Lopez got his ass whooped and then was making every excuse in the world for why he lost. Like, come on, man. Just take your ass whooping. You got whooped, man. You wasn't a better fighter. You know, yeah. It is what it is.
So bad, man.
So when I get to talking boxing big, you know, he tunes out because he don't follow boxing at all, man.
No, boxing's whack.
So, you know, it is what it is. What's up, man? What you got?
Man, I want to get into these booty-os, man.
You want to get into the booty-os, huh?
I got quite a few.
Quite a few.
You don't want to jump to it yet?
We can jump right to it. So if we get into the booty-os, I'm going to go ahead and let you get it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the segment where we give the bootiest of the booty to individuals who could be better to ensure that the following week they do not be booty so big. Who do you got?
The first. I'm sorry, I just seen something stupid. My first box of booty-os is going to Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell, you get a box of
the booty.
Oh, I really don't feel like spending a whole lot of time on this guy. You're 1-10-1 when you very well could be 4-8. It's neither here nor there. You're a clown. You're in over your head. The job isn't for you. You're making us look bad.
How the fuck is he making y'all look bad?
They gave him a
six-year. Do you understand that you are the deal. Detroit Lions? How does anybody make y'all look bad?
And that's just the point. Like, he's that bad to where he's making us look bad. Mm. That's how bad he is.
Out your damn mind.
All right.
My first box of booty-os goes to the Purple Pussy Eaters out of Minnesota. You deserve a box of
the booty. Oh.
Minnesota. How the hell did you lose to the Lions? You know, y'all literally fucked me out of $8,800 yesterday. All you had to do was win. That's it. That's all you had to do. But no, I had overs predicted right. I had unders predicted right. I had fucking money lines predicted right. I had point spreads predicted right. But when it came down to them funky ass Lions and them purple pussy eaters out of Minnesota, I couldn't get that one right. That was straight up
the booty. Oh.
Mixed in with some stank.
That music is garbage.
Straight up.
Jason Garrett, you get a box of
the booty. Oh.
How the heck you get fired on your day off? Jason Garrett, you were terrible in Dallas. Couldn't get them over the hump. They gave you an offensive coordinator job with the Giants. You were there for 2.5 years. Couldn't cut it. So maybe you get this box and then take it to your next job and you'll be better. That's it.
Word. Like Big Bird.
Adrian Peterson, you get a box as well.
The booty. Oh.
Damn, why AP getting a box?
Bro, AP went from the Lions to...
It ain't like he begging these motherfuckers for jobs, bro. They coming to get him.
But he can't stay. There are desperate teams, and they signed this dude, and he played 3 weeks for the Titans, and they cut him.
So he was still productive with the Titans, too.
Then he got signed to the practice squad of Seattle.
Scored a touchdown with them.
Then they brought him up to the active roster. You just need to retire, man. You got too great of a legacy to be.
You got too many kids. You got too many kids to take care of out here in these streets.
Should have saved his money.
Got his nuts clipped. Fuck that. Negative.
Antonio Brown, you get a box of
the booty. Oh.
Fake vaccination card, man. Come on, cuz.
But the crazy thing is that he had a fake vaccination card and got 3 games. Aaron Rodgers went up there and blatantly lied to motherfuckers to their face and nothing happened.
Yeah.
He got a fine.
White privilege.
At his finest.
At his finest.
That's the shit that I'll be talking about. You know
NFL
what I'm saying?
NFL need to get a box for that.
Straight up, because that's who my huge, heaping, stank, funky-ass box goes to. The NFL. Come on, do better, bitch.
The booty! Oh!
That's bullshit, man. You allow Aaron Rodgers to walk and skate after he done lied, been around motherfuckers, no mask, none of that. Ain't followed not nan lick a protocol.
Yep, you throwing Halloween parties and around people all in their face. They
breathing
all in your face.
And you look like you need to wash your stinking ass. Hair all mangy and shit. Like that shit.
Like an unkept dog.
Straight up, an unkept dog, bruh. You know, the chick that he with, she got him on this natural kick now, and everything is all natural.
So his ball's probably musty.
And her cat probably funky with the bush. Ugh.
University of Miami, you get a box of...
The booty! Oh!
Why y'all do cat like that, man?
Man, there ain't no loyalty, man.
Why y'all fire this man on a recruiting trip?
Ain't no honor amongst thieves, man. They did Manny Diaz wrong, man, for real.
Detroit Lions, y'all get a box.
But the crazy thing is about the Manny Diaz ordeal, you've done it wrong, but that shit may cost you $27.3 million.
Oh, that's how much.
So he's the one going to be laughing to the bank.
Yeah. Lions, y'all get a box of...
The booty! Oh!
Now, you might ask me, why in the world would Big give the Lions a box of booty-os when they just won their first game? Think about that. Why would I give the Lions a box of booty-os when they just won their first game?
Because they the fucking Lions.
Because they steal...
The booty! Oh!
That's why. You bums are still in last... You're still 110-1. That's why y'all get a box. And y'all almost blew this game. Was up 20-6. Had 4 seconds on the clock. It took 59 minutes, 59.56 seconds for them to win this game. So that's why they get a box. And I'm not even happy about the win. I'm not.
Yeah, you is.
Because I'm not because they should have won it. They should have won it straight up. I'm tired of the drama. I'm tired of the stress of the game. I had to sit there and wait for the final 4 seconds. I watched the whole game. Y'all up 20-6. Playing well, no problem. I should have been able to walk away. I had to stay glued to the TV to ensure that they win the doggone game. Y'all get a box, man. Y'all come back next week and win outright.
What the fuck matter does it win if they win or not at this stage of the game? You should want the motherfuckers to keep losing so they can get better players.
Yeah, and that's probably going to be their only win.
Nah, watch these stupid motherfuckers keep winning.
You think so?
Yeah, that's the fucking Lions, bro.
No, they got to play like Denver. Denver.
Watch them keep winning.
Nah, they're not going to win.
Yeah, you'll see.
Next box, the Jags and Texans. Y'all both get a box together.
The booty! Oh!
Y'all 2-10. Do I need to say any more?
Combined. Shit, damn near.
Combined, they 4-20.
You see what I'm saying? Damn near.
Right.
They straight up ass cheeks. But my box of booty-os goes to none other than Matt Nagy and the Chicago Bears. Cue it.
The booty! Oh!
You bitch-ass niggas is getting on my nerves, bruh. I'm to the point where I'm no longer emotionally invested in watching you on Sunday. I sit there and watch the games with no fucking emotion whatsoever.
Why won't they fire Matt Nagy now? They're 4-8. They're not going to win nothing.
At all. But they're waiting. I guess they're waiting to the ass raping by Green Bay next Sunday night so they can go ahead and relieve Nagy of his duties Monday morning. I don't know what they plan on doing, but the motherfucker should have been fired Thanksgiving. He should have been fired after Thanksgiving and everything else after that. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
My next box is going to Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Mixon. You get a box of...
The booty! Oh!
Man, that was a big game against the Chargers. And if y'all would have won that game, y'all would have been 8-4. They would have been 8-4, bro. They'd have been atop the AFC North. And they were in the game. And Ja'Marr Chase gets a perfectly passed ball from Joe Burrow. He literally throws it into the defender's hands. Interception. Joe Mixon comes down, fumbled the ball just outright. Y'all went from being down 24-22 to being down 41-22 in like 5 minutes. So y'all get a box. Y'all enjoy that box. Come back next week better, stronger, and wiser. I got one more, but you go ahead first.
My next box of the Bootios goes to the University of Georgia football team in the SEC championship.
Yikes.
Y'all deserve a box of
the Booty. Oh,
you did all that wolfing during the season like you wanted Alabama, then got to the SEC championship and didn't want no parts of that smoke.
Didn't want no smoke.
You sorry bastards. Got there and got your ass whooped like you had no business being on the field with them.
Yeah.
Still look like the JV compared to the varsity.
With that quarterback, man, they did a snap. They bounced the ball bounced off this dude's face mask.
Man, look.
He looking all bad.
Stetson Bennett. whatever the fuck. Bedford, whatever the fuck his name is. He trash, man. And they got a five-star recruit at quarterback just sitting there. But this is why Justin Fields left Georgia, too, and went to Ohio State.
Yeah. Yeah, they got
real talk.
My last box, man, is going to Henry Ruggs III, man. Like, I just had to give it to him. Like, you don't deserve.
You don't even deserve for me to hit the motherfucking notion or anything. You're a piece of shit human being.
Man.
Flat out. You took another life. You took another innocent life. And this woman had to burn to death. When she didn't have to. You know.
You're going 100 and many, many miles faster than you should be.
Yeah, my man Zach Stacy. You another one that goes on the list. You know, you on camera beating the shit out your baby mama, dog. That's some sucker hoe bitch ass shit. Them the type of motherfuckers you tied to a tree and beat the fuck out of with a pillowcase full of rocks. Just beat the shit out of. You know what I'm saying? Just literally just torture these type of motherfuckers, man.
You're a little dark over there, ain't you, Bray?
Nah, it's just shit like that I don't condone. You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing with things like that. That shit Henry Ruggs pulled, man, he rot and piss and shit forever.
It's sad, man, because he has such a bright future in front of him, man.
Fuck his future. He took a life that didn't need to be taken because he want to be drunk and speed. What the fuck you doing going 156 miles an hour? Not on the freeway.
Yeah.
Down a street. A pedestrian street.
That's insane, man. It's sad, man. That's it. That's, you know, that's my last. Oh, I got one more.
Don't give it, man.
The school shooter, man, in Oxford, man.
Yeah. You know,
prayers to the families, man, of the victims. Yeah, this kid, man, it's sad, man, that you know, Michigan hasn't seen anything like this.
Never. And, you know, with when that went down, they closed my kid's school. They just went back to school today.
Oh, wow.
On a Tuesday. So, you know, they closed my kid's school for the remainder of the week last week after that went down. And, you know, these stupid ass kids out here trying to play copycat and want to call the school everything else. And then next thing you know, you got SWAT kicking in your damn door, you know, coming to snatch up your kid. And, oh, it was just playing. Okay, now you're being charged with domestic terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Serves you right. But, you know.
You had a kid, his parents.
I'm glad the parents are being charged in that as well.
Yeah.
Because they had a hand in it.
They need to be irresponsible parents. But these parents, man, they just got to, like, you should know what your kids are doing at all times.
Absolutely.
Like, the parents are too busy trying to be friends with their kids and all this stuff, man. You're a parent for a reason.
Facts.
God trusted you with this young life for a reason when he gave you a child. So you got to be more responsible parents out here. Know what your kids are doing. Get in their business. Don't let them slam the door and say, "Mom, this is my room. This is my area." No, this is your house.
No, you ain't got no area in my goddamn house where I pay the motherfucking bills at. You listen, smoking crack.
Where we from, you'll get your doors broke down. They'll take the hinges off the doors.
Get your ass beat.
You don't have no privacy.
You get parents, your ass beat.
You got to do better, parents. You
do
gotta
better.
Do better. Hopefully we made your day a little bit bigger.
And a little bit brighter. This is a sign off.
This is a sign.
Not for the final time.
For now.
But for now, for Big. So
yeah, I definitely,
you know,
be back.
We definitely, you know what I'm saying, wanna send a homie out on a good.
Thank you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Good note.
I love you, man.
Love you too, kid.
My
you
dude. Know? Yeah, we're gonna set something up for the first of the year. We'll be in Arizona around December 12th. So we'll definitely set something up for the top of the year so we can get it going.
So
I can be back with y'all again.
I'll still be doing my thing, but no you diggity. Know, no doubt, you know, so
hold it down like one, the bright one does.
One last time. Let me hear you say it, man. Hopefully
we made your day just a little bit bigger
and a little bit brighter. For the final time for Big of 2021, we go ahead and sign out.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and lead us out. Deuce
and Summer.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.